trending topic for today. Ano ba yung mga latest na topics that have been viral in the social media na pwedeng pag-usapan in this podcast?
Siyempre, dun tayo sa buhay mag-asawa, di ba? Marami tayong chismis sa buong mundo. But of course, isa-isahin natin siya. So just found out about the beautiful wedding of Maha Salvador and Rambo Nunez. So hindi ko alam, di mas showbiz si Drews eh. Pero I shared with him one article that really struck me that we really want to share with you here in our podcast. So welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho.
So nakalagay dito from thecosmo.ph is that Maha Salvador shared that Rambo Nunez quit partying to help her stop overthinking. So it was an article written by Cass Lazaro. So shout out to our smart parenting and of course to our family in cosmo.ph.
Yan, ang ganda niyan kasi napahapiwan ko yan eh. Nahapiwan ko sa social media yan. Tapos ang marami, I think mga bigger percentage of commenting is sana all. So I don't know if to others it's surprising or to others it's, oh, tama naman yan. But for me, ako, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. But of course, that's just like what love always says. There's two sides of the coin. But for what he did in support to what will help his spouse and their married life, I salute him for doing that.
Yes, kasi actually itong article na ito, parang sinasabi niya, parang bago pa lang sila or parang mag-girlfriend, boyfriend pa lang sila na ang business ng boyfriend niya, which is now husband niya, is really more of like the bar. So it really includes partying and staying up late to cater to the audience, diba? But if you are an overthinker like Maha, which is self-admittedly lang naman na sinabi niya yun, mahirap talaga kahit nga 8 to 5 job lang yung meron yung asawa mo. Minsan napaisip ka, di ba, whether or not meron history. Pero pag overthinker ka, you tend to think of things na pwedeng nandun ka sa conclusion pero hindi pa talaga siya nangyayari. So, there are two things that we believe in jealousy. Because jealousy is really part of a relationship. It's just really a matter of, oh, medyo healthy ba yung jealousy? Or ito na ba yung jealousy that can really kill your relationship? So, yung two things na sinasabi namin ni Drews is that yung two sides ito, ikaw ba yung tipong sobrang selosa or sobrang seloso to the point that kahit walang ginagawa yung asawa mo, napapaisip ka because of your past experiences or maybe because of how you were raised by your parents, maybe you grew up in an environment na may cheating or broken family, or ikaw naman ba yung nasa isang side na wala kang kaalam-alam na meron ka pala nagagawa na kinakaselos ng asawa mo.
Or pwede na naman na ikaw ang may history.
Yes.
That makes you, these are for different people, no? That makes them paranoid in a way. Hala, baka, kasi may kilala akong ganun eh. Sa, ginabanggitin yung kung saan akong nagtrabaho dati, na yung partner niya, napaparanoid din, kasi ganun siya dati. Now, baka daw yung partner, yung girlfriend niya, ginagawa sa kanya ngayon yun. So, I mean, overthinker ka, may ginawa ka pa sa past mo, naging part pa ng overthinking mo. Okay, so this is from different angles of people. So how do we address this, or do we need to address this, or what is our point? What is our perception? How do we see this?
Mag-break muna tayo and let's listen to other podcasts here in the Abundance Network.
Hello, mga katambay. This is Coach Dep, and I am inviting you. Tara na sa ating tambayan. Ang ating tambayan na siguradong meron ka ang matututunan. We talk about goals, purpose, habits, and this year, let me help you or guide you towards your destination, towards your dreams, towards your goals. Kaya naman, ano pang inaantay mo? Sama na every Saturday dito sa ating tambayan. God bless you.
And we're back.
Ang init lagi ng usapan pagdating sa pagkaselos kasi parang hindi mo naman talaga mawawala yun sa isang tao, lalo na kung nagmamahal ka and lalo na kung nasa marriage ka, di ba? So let's talk about it one by one. What if you're that person na may history?
Kung may history ka, ang tanong ko lang naman dyan is alam ba ng partner may history mo? Then number two, it's really about being open. I'm just gonna say to my wife, this is my history. It bothers me. na baka ginagawa mo din. Then I'm gonna be open. Ginawa mo pala sa isip yung gagawin ko.
Tama. Takot ang magnanakaw, diba? Sa kapwa magnanakaw.
But you don't invalidate. Kasi nga, nag-open up nga siya sa'yo eh. Kasi if you do that, ayoko na mag-open up ng fears ko. Eh, nabablanka naman pala ako. But I'm just really opening up right now. This is what's bothering me. Tulungan mo naman ako dito. Unless you know how to help yourself, eh okay na pala tayo. Alam mo, it's bothering me, pero eto na. I'm helping myself so that I can help our marriage. But if the person is asking for help, you have to listen, not just to what he's saying, but to what he or she is asking. Kasi he's not just giving information. He's having a confession, not just of what happened, but what he needs to have. So, yun kung ikaw yung gumawa nun, di ba? But then, of course, you have to be sure that right now, you're focused now on your married life. Faithful ka na.
Dapat history na lang talaga siya, hindi siya yung present. Kasi ang hirap kung, sige, nag-admit ka na it's a history, pero kung gagawin mo pa rin siya at merong pa rin tendency that you will do it, medyo mahirap to overcome the jealousy. Diba?
Oh, mahirap yun. Mahirap yung alam mo hanggang ngayon, problem ko pa din siya, tulungan mo. Ano problem mo pa din yun? Pag nakakita ako, ganito pa din ako. Ayoko na mangyari ito, ang gagawin ko. Ang sakit sa ulo noon kasi every labas ng asawa mo, isipin mo na lang, may potential. Iba yun. Tulong na talaga ang kailangan nun. You really have to seek a doctor already.
That yes, will help you. That's why it's good kasi like with this article na pinaghugutan natin ng podcast episode ito, sinabi ni Rambo na it will never happen again and he said sorry and he said, I will stop partying na unless kasama si Maha. So that's a great assurance, yeah. Diba? For a lot of couples. So hindi po pwedeng sabihin mo na wala akong magagawa, this is my work, this is my business. Laging merong paraan kung meron kang gusto. The second one is, what if ikaw naman yung sobrang selosa or sobrang seloso? Because sometimes, wala namang ginagawa talaga yung asawa mo, but you find yourself being overthinker, being too jealous about so many things. Yung parang simpleng comment lang or simpleng like lang, naka-appreciate lang ang asawa mo of a good person or a beautiful person, you tend to overreact already.
Pero magkaiba kasi yung overthinking sa jealousy. Jealousy can be part of the overthinking, but overthinking does not always mean jealousy.
Yes, because overthinking is the result of jealousy.
One off. Kasi one, may mga yeah. tao na hindi naman ka-jealous, pero overthinker talaga. Ha? Nasarado ko ba yung pintuan? Hala? Minasabi ako kanina, minasama kaya niya?
Yeah, but the one that we're talking right now is in the context of jealousy.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just removing it kasi baka lang ma-equate nila kagad automatic. Overthinking is jealousy.
That's right.
It's not. It's not because like me, I'm an overthinker. Melancholic by profession. Hindi, melancholic by personality. So may mga tao na talagang gusto nilang hindi maging overthinker pero overthinker talaga sila. And so if you're an overthinker, iba yun compared sa malakas ang selos mo. So, you need to know, what do I need to address? Is it my jealousy or my being overthinking? If magkasama yung dalawang yan, then you have to understand, you have to heal yourself. Saan ba ako nanggagaling? Bakit ba ako nagsiselos? Ano bang meron? Ano bang nakita ko? Ano bang iniisip ko? And then, it boils now again to security. Kaya papasok din ang word na insecurity. When you don't feel secure, you get insecure, and then there's so many things that comes to your mind, boom. So you have to work on how are we going to make each other feel secured. Kasi may iba't ibang insecurity yan. So, yung iba, how can I make my partner feel secured with finances? How can I make my partner feel secured with my hard work? How can my partner feel secured with my words? How can my partner feel secured that I'm here to journey with you ano man ang pinagdaan natin. How can you make your partner feel secured in good times and in bad times? Now, how can you make your partner feel secured that there's no reason for each other to feel jealous or to be jealous? So you have to understand what are the things that you do that makes her feel jealous or him, and what are the things that you do that make him or her feel secured. That's why I honor really what he did. Kasi nakita ka agad, hindi okay sa akin ito. If this is not helping you, ang ganda eh. Ang mensahe niya, ang ganda eh. Ikaw ang priority ko. Kung kasamahan ko ng faith kay Lord, pa-prioritize kita, alam ko may ibibigay sa Lord ng ibang version ko. Paano makukuha ang ibang bagay na gusto ko basta secured ka sa akin?
What I love about this this story that we can all get lesson from is that Maha was able to communicate her needs to her husband. Kasi a lot of us, pwede tayo na maging seloso or selosa, pwede maging overthinker, and it will really build up and we will feed it on our own kung ikikip lang natin to ourselves and not really communicate it to our spouse. But if at an onset you feel like, oh, meron akong past na yung ex ko dati, ganyan, cheater, or dati kasi laki ko sa broken family and I feel like baka pwede mangyari din sa akin. So you really have to open up to your spouse right away in a safe space or in like in a good conversation para at least hindi na siya mauulit at hindi na siya lalaki. Or pag nangyari na ganun, hindi ka na parang isip mo na bakit hindi ko to sinabi sa asawa ko? Bakit ko na lang sinarilinan na sana nagawan ko ng paraan?
So let's to those who are listening right now, let's get out of the overthinking phase and the jealousy phase. Reflect. Is there something that your spouse verbally or the body language, the energy is telling you that what is he or she is asking from you na hindi mo ginagawa to make your partner secured about your love, about your commitment, about your respect, about everything that is helping your marriage? Then after that, can you confirm? Can you check in with each other so that you can understand, o nga, no, meron ba? Kailangan ba? Kasi if you're gonna get this point na sabi nga nila, communication, in-open up niya, number two is then the action. Hindi pwedeng narinig mo lang pero wala kang ginawang action plan. If all couples will create this action plan right now, because I listened, I'm gonna respond. What will that be for you and your spouse? What will that be for you as a wife? What will that be for you as a husband? And then what will that be for the both of you? So after kasi ng response natin, meron kayong ano, tinatawag dito na, ano yung ano natin? Together, ano yung journey natin now? What will we see? What will we do? How are we going to face this situation as we move forward? So check, is there something that your spouse has been telling you verbally or body language but you're too busy not listening or you're thinking na, sus, wala naman yun. But if you listen, and again, listening requires an action that you really heard your spouse, it's gonna change your married life for a better. Is there something that akala ko pwede naman yung tanggapin kasi wala naman nangyayari, pero kapag pala nag-adjust ako, it will make her feel more secured and more loved kasi nakita niya, prioritize ko yung feeling niya or ano yung needs niya. Also, to be part of the healing na kailangan namin dalawa.
And for me, last na is talagang wag tayo dun sa hulaan stage. Tapos na tayo dun. Let's really communicate what we need. Communicate our fears, our insecurities. Communicate our doubts. Kasi kaya mo nga yung asawa dahil kabiyak mo yun. Kabiyak mo siya kaya walang dapat itago. The vulnerability should always be there because vulnerability is a great sign of courage. And so, we end this with a prayer, of course, because for the things we cannot control, only God can give us the grace to get through it.
Pero ang ganda talaga nito, no? It's more of being open and being ready to be... being ready... Ano siya eh? Two-way talaga eh. Yung isa open, yung isa ready naman to accept the openness. Tapos at the time, when the time comes na the other side will happen, ganun ka rin naman sa kabila. And so, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you kasi ikaw talaga ang pinaka-open sa aming lahat. You receive everything. Even our weaknesses that we even blame you at times, you still, Lord, receive the hits coming from us. And so we pray, Lord God, for everyone, every married couple, every marriages, relationships, may you bless us, guide us, allow that open communication to be an avenue where your miracles, healing, and forgiveness be planted and bear fruit to a beautiful family life and married life. Bless husbands and wives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening, because love connects.